Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Good morning, I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Kara.
Good morning.
What's up, Drex?
Why do relationships between moms and daughters mimic an episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta? Now, Kara, you're a daughter, hopefully soon to be a mother, so maybe you'll go through this whole scenario again. But like, why do mothers and daughters go through this period where, like, especially my daughter, like, she hates her mom?
Yeah, I mean, I guess because, like, at the time, we kind of do.
What?
I mean, we love our moms for sure, but, like, sometimes they can just get to be a little too much, too critical, too into your business, too opinionated when not asked, and that just kind of drives a little wedge in that relationship.
You sound like, though, you're talking about, Kara, a relation. I remember my sister started calling my mom mother, but she was like a teen, like 16, 17 years old.
Oh, yeah. My 8-year-old. It's already started.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So is that normal, Kara?
Yeah. I mean, it's normal. I guess when you're that little, you're still trying to figure out all these emotions and everything that's going on in your brain that, like, mom is the closest person to you, and she's also like your safe space, so you can kind of like try out those emotions, that anger, that acting out on mom because she still loves you. If you did it with like a teacher or a friend, you'll have to face serious consequences.
My daughter left her lacrosse stick in the back of her mom's car on Sunday after the game, and Avery had practiced yesterday on Monday, but mommy was gone. And so we couldn't go to practice because Avery didn't have her stick. And I'm like, honey, this is your fault. You left it in the back. It's your responsibility. She goes, no, mommy put it in after the game. She was supposed to take it out. I'm like, no, that's not the case. And just as we're talking about that, the garage door opens. And I'm like, oh, it's about to be World War II in here. My daughter's in the mudroom in a 3-point stance waiting for the door to open. And sure enough, my wife walks in the door. There's like an awkward silence between the two of them. Mommy, why didn't you get my stick out of the car? I'm supposed to be at practice. And then my wife's like, that's not where I was supposed to. Like, full on. And I'm like in the corner in the fetal position. Like, what have I signed up for the next, 10 years, Kara? Does this ever stop?
Forever. I mean, it's all varying degrees. I mean, like my mom and I, we were definitely at odds probably until there was until my dad got sick and there was a major like life crisis, and that just brought us together stronger than ever before, and we've been thick as thieves ever since then. Yes, there are like little tiffs that come here and there, but like Avery's just into acting out. Like, she's growing. It won't be that bad forever, but strap in.
Are you saying I have to get cancer like your dad did for this to stop?
Oh my gosh, Trex,
Let's see what we got on the phones here this morning at 404-741-0985. Is this normal between moms and daughters, especially at 8 years old?
Heavy with the eye roll.
I told you, you should have had a boy. I'm telling you. Well, good morning. I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Blessings.
Kara.
Good morning.
Just trying to get some advice for Drex.
You know, why is it when I go on a golf trip for 3 or 4 days and I come back smelling like beer and farts, my daughter's like, oh my God, I love you so much. But then my wife does one little thing wrong, Kara, and my daughter's like, you're the worst person in the world.
It's totally the age that she's at right now. I mean, girls and their daddies, daddy hung the moon anyways, but like there's always that weird rub with girls and their mommies, especially like I said, in that age that she's at right now. Just get ready because it'll be around for a minute.
We're just talking to Danny in Milton, who is the oldest of five, so has seen it all.
I mean, I think at the same time too, because moms are like a little bit more strict, and you know, they're like really, not saying that dads aren't looking out for their daughter, but as a woman to another woman, I think that there's just a different level of understanding, and I feel like the mom might be at times a little bit overprotective over her daughter. That's really the only thing that, like, it's in my experience that I feel like makes sense, because that's how I felt when I was growing up. You know, I felt like my mom was always too hard on me. She never let me do anything. And really, in the grand scheme of things, now that I'm an adult, I realize that it was because, you know, my mom was looking out for me. But when you're young and growing up and going through puberty and your hormones are raging and everything sucks, like, your mom also is in that category, you know?
And Kara, so when does it end?
It never ends.
Oh, God.
Why are you worried about it?
Because I have to,
Live with it.
I have to live in the beaches getting stormed at Normandy every single day.
I think that, you know, you just being there for your daughter and reminding her that mom is awesome. I feel like as long as you're that parent that discourages that behavior and praises her mother, I feel like that's eventually going to create a healthier relationship.
That's not working so far, but thank you.
All right, Raymond in Ackworth, you had some advice?
Yes, Drex, I'm going to tell you something. The conflict between same sex in the household.
Yeah.
That is sons and daughters. That means you too, Tad. It's real. Now, I'm going to tell you something. She's going to pit you two against each other. I promise you.
What?
I have been there. I have lived with it. But here's the key. Don't you ever question your wife's decision in front of your daughter.
Right.
Don't do it. You will regret it for the rest of your life.
A united front.
Yes, united front. If you disagree with a decision she's made about your daughter, you get her alone.
Thank you.
Talk to her about it.
Yes.
Because the second you question your wife, that little girl's won, and your wife will never let you forget it.
Yep.
Them little eyelashes start batting, and daddy's heart just melts, you know?
Right. So what you're saying is the manipulation is already happening, where Avery is trying to turn Drex on his own wife by being like, Daddy, it's us against her.
Yes, exactly.
But sometimes it is.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Pretty darn good day. A 10 on the Tad meter. Partly cloudy, 72 for a high today. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What's going on, Kara?
Have you had the watery eyes and the headache and the sneezing fits yet?
Huh.
Yesterday, yesterday was the sixth day of extreme pollen count levels, and people are struggling.
So we have on our street, I noticed the other day, there are tire marks that go through the pollen as if it's a snowstorm or ice storm.
How about when it was raining on Sunday, when it first started, you saw like the rapids coming down people's driveways. Yeah.
If you haven't already started taking your allergy meds, you may be in trouble. With the warmer weather starting earlier and earlier, the pollen and allergy season does too. So Dr. Lily Wang from Atlanta Allergy and Asthma says you should have started taking your meds back in February. If you haven't already, do it right now. And she really suggests wiping your pets down when they come back inside from going outside, and to make sure that you shower before bed so you can shower all of that pollen off and you're not rolling around in it in your bed.
She sounds like my dentist. You should have been flossing all along.
You know, and it can be hard to tell if you're suffering from allergies or experiencing coronavirus symptoms. So hopefully with the rain coming through tomorrow, it will help us out a little bit. I know my friends have been having fun playing pollen or the plague. You ready for a good feeling?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
You've always dreamed of going to the Louvre in Paris, but traveling and money seems to be a big problem right now. Go ahead, grab that bottle of wine, fire up the computer, because we're going for free, baby.
Okay, Kara, first thing you need to know when you say hoof, you need to put more phlegm behind it.
You've got to be a little bit more condescending, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've put the entire art collection online. Almost 500,000 paintings, sculptures, jewelry, furniture, and more. These are things that are owned by the museum, that are loaned to the museum. Some things that are just stored and never get to see the light of day. So there's some really cool pieces that you can check out. Won't have to fight the crowds to get a peek of the Mona Lisa or the Venus de Milo. You just have to make sure that your Wi-Fi is working.
Is it going to be like an experience? Because like you could just go to Wayfair.com if you wanted to look at pictures of furniture.
Yes, there is an experience. Okay, you can walk through, like you can go through the different galleries different, like they take you through different periods where there's presentations, or you can go through and search for the particular pieces you want to check out.
Are you serious? You just basically said, why do I need to go to a museum when my kid draws pictures?
Essentially. Yes.
Well done, sir. Tad, hello, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
And Kara.
Good morning.
It's a joke to us, but our kids literally think that there's a money tree growing in our backyard. And why not? They haven't a clue how much things cost.
Right?
Yeah. I haven't a clue.
So I talked to my six-year-old son, Sam, about Easter for an edition of Pint-Size Price is Right. And this is where we'll get to a certain point in the conversation, and I'll see if you guys can guess how much he actually thinks these things cost.
Do you know what Sunday is?
Yeah. It's a day that you get a lot of sun.
No. Plastic eggs. What is that for?
Easter.
And what happens on Easter?
We go on a treasure hunt.
An Easter egg hunt?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the plastic eggs?
Toys. Like a cool action figure.
What action figure would it be?
Well, I don't have Bane.
How much do you think it would be for a Bane action figure?
Okay, a Bane action figure. Does he say A, $12, B, $12,000, or C, $12 million?
Oh. I'm surprised he said 12.
I know,
yeah,
me too.
That's an odd number.
I would say $12.
Yeah, let's go straight 12.
Actual retail price.
Maybe $12.
Nice.
Okay.
So proud of him. Not costing me too much money. Right. Yeah. What about the Cadburys?
What kinds of candy do you get for Easter?
Chocolate eggs.
Yeah, the Cadbury ones filled with creamy filling?
Yeah.
How much do you think those cost?
Cadbury eggs, $10, $100, $1,000.
I think he puts a big value. I'm going $100 on those.
$100
yeah.
on the eggs?
I'm going to go $10.
Actual retail price? On Pint-Size Price is Right.
$10.
Wow.
I wouldn't pay 10 cents for those things. Ugh.
You don't like Cadbury eggs?
Not the cream-filled ones. It's disgusting.
What? Like a little surprise.
Sugary egg yolks? No, thanks. And then finally, I had an idea to make Easter great again.
Do you know what I think they should give out for Easter? Heads of lettuce. Oh. Bunnies eat lettuce.
No, they should give out carrots.
How many carrots do you think bunny rabbits eat in a year?
All right, guys. How many carrots do you think a bunny rabbit, a real bunny rabbit, eats? Is it A, 6, B, 600, or C, 6,000?
Let's go big.
Yeah,
let's go big.
6,000.
Yeah.
Actual retail price.
6,000?
Yeah!
I don't like being tickled. That's dumb as dumb as dumb. That's late. Stop it.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Hey, Callie, what's going on?
So my friends and I planned this spring break trip, and I can't go.
Aww. Can't go on spring break? That's a bummer.
You have to cancel the spring break trip. Just for you or for the whole group?
No, just for me.
Why can't you go?
Well, I got this new boyfriend, and I really I just don't think that I can leave him for an entire week.
Was he sick?
No, I just feel like I would be weird about it, so I'd be thinking about it a lot, trying to pay attention to his calls, and I just don't want to ruin all of their fun.
So wait, you're going to ruin their fun by being, you can't be away from this guy?
Well, I mean, it's a new relationship, you know, it's that fire time in the beginning. So.
Yeah, sure. No, it's because you don't trust him.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Kelly, is it because you don't trust him? Or
no, that's not it at all. I mean, it's a new relationship. Of course I trust him. It's just, I know that, you know, because it's that new time, I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about him. I'm going to be on my phone all the time. I'm just not going to be fun for anybody.
Your girlfriends are going to be tired of you talking about him all the time.
Exactly.
So it says here in your email that you need to apologize or ask forgiveness from your friend Kristen. Have you told her that you're not going on the trip?
Yeah, and she's furious. She doesn't understand that this isn't my fault.
It's not your fault. All right, we got to explore that a little bit further and get your friend Kristen on the phone and see if she'll forgive and forget coming up next. Sit tight, okay?
Thanks, guys.
I mean, she can't bring the boyfriend with her, and she can't leave him at the shelter for the week.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
We're just talking to Callie. She had to cancel her spring break trip because she met this new guy, and it's not because she doesn't trust him. It's because she just doesn't want to be without him. It's new love. Kelly, sit tight. We're going to get your friend Kristen on the phone, see if we can get forgiveness for you, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Kristen. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm good.
I know. It's weird that we're calling. We wanted to talk to you about the trip. I guess you have a friend named Callie that can't go on the trip. Do we have this right?
I'm not mad that she can't go on the trip. What is this all about?
I thought you were mad that that she couldn't go on the trip. I thought that was the issue.
Callie just wants her money back for this trip.
Oh, then is that going to put like a little bit of a damper? I imagine if you're going on a spring break trip with girls, you guys all rent a place and share equal parts. Is that right?
Yeah.
So are you going to give her her money back?
No, I'm not giving her her money back. That's crazy. I was the one that told you to buy trip insurance.
Hey, Kristen, I forgot to tell you, Callie's on the phone with us. We're calling because this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and she wanted to apologize for not going on the trip. But now we're finding out that it's a money issue.
Thanks a lot. That's so rude that you're doing this. Like, we can't give you your money back for this trip.
But that's an interesting thing. Callie says she was the one that recommended trip insurance. You guys didn't get trip insurance?
Trip insurance is like if you get sick or something, an emergency, like you have a death in a family. You can't just meet some guy and cancel a trip on a whim.
Yeah, Callie, it sounds like a broken heart isn't like a medical condition. But who's supposed to pay your share? If you back out and get your money, who's supposed to pay your share of it all, Callie?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I could pull all the money together because it's like, why am I going to pay for something and I'm not there?
Why don't you just go on the trip, Callie? It sounds like here you want your money back. Like, it seems like everybody's doing a lot of jumping through hoops for you.
Kristen, why don't you just find somebody else to go on the trip like I told you?
It's not like we're planning a two-day road trip. Like, this is an actual flight. Everything is already booked in your name. That's the problem. Like, it's done. And to find somebody else, and this is a girl's trip, like, it would be a big hassle. And I mean, I don't want to have to look for somebody new and replace you. You know what I mean?
There's plenty of girls who probably didn't get invited by any of their friends because they're too lame. And they'd have a great time with you.
I just feel like you probably shouldn't ditch your girlfriends for some random guy.
It's not a random guy. Everybody meets their, like, husband in college. This could be, like, my whole life. And you just want me to give that up for a spring break trip?
Drex, why are you laughing?
Well, this is Kelly, what does your new boyfriend, love of your life, future husband think about you canceling the trip? Does he want you to go or to stay?
Well, he and I are going to Miami Beach for the week, so...
Oh, no!
Scheduled another... Do you have two trips?
Is that why you want your money back?
Well, of course. I mean, how am I supposed to pay for Miami Beach?
She's a college student. Of course she needs that money. All right, listen. I've heard enough. Kristen... The reason Callie called was to get forgiveness from you. Are you going to forgive her?
It's pretty crazy that I just found out she's going to Miami. So I don't really know that I can forgive her or forget about it right now. Maybe eventually, but right now I'm pretty mad.
Are you going to give her her money back?
No. No, absolutely not.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Grace can't listen to her neighbor Cindy calling for her lost cat anymore because Grace knows exactly where the cat is, knows what happened to the cat, and that's why she needs forgiveness. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. on B98.5.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Lovely day, partly cloudy, 72 today, 724. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What's going on, Kara?
As thousands of people in Noonan and the surrounding areas look to repair their homes after that EF4 tornado ripped through last week, there are already reports of scammers going door to door and preying on people in their most vulnerable states.
How?
It is just despicable. So it's contractors wanting to help them with their home repairs, and they ask for money up front, and these people are just wanting to put their lives back together, and they fall for it, and then these people never show up to do the the work and they've lost the money. Some of these homeowner owners haven't even had a chance to file their insurance claims yet, and there are still people showing up at their door.
I wonder if it's like other things where when there's a natural disaster, like the Cretans come from all over the country, they fly in to prey on, like, these are professional
scam artists. Yeah.
So the Georgia Attorney General says that this does happen a lot after a big storm, but to never use a contractor who's canvassing your neighborhood. Instead, ask for referrals, do your own research, and don't rush to make a decision, which can be really hard when all you want to do is kind of put your life back together.
Let's be honest. If there's a contractor who's available to do work right away,
right,
they're a scammer. Yeah.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
You know, some people were just made to be in movies, and the industry is really booming here in Atlanta. You can go to school to learn how to do just about anything behind the scenes and in front of the camera. But what about those cool stunts? Where do they go to learn how to do those tricks? Bryan Cranston and his team at Worldwide Fitness Center and Atlanta Stunts in Chamblee opened their doors just 2 years ago. They had trouble finding a great place to learn, to train, and to get geared up for all of these cool movies that are filming here in Atlanta. So since then, they've built a network of stunt pros and students who get to learn tactical training, fighting, wire work. These classes range from like $15 to $50, and you can check it all out at atlstunts.com.
Is this like a Monkey Joe's for adults?
I think so, like hardcore parkour. Wow. It's super cool.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hello, Lois in Canton.
Hi.
Lois.
Welcome back. It is tiebreaker week, and why don't you go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio.
See you later, Kara.
See you, Lois. Good luck.
Now, Lois, you just recently tied Kara, right?
Yes.
And so here you are trying to push yourself over the top, take the $100. We're going to ask these five pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the room. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100. Ready?
Ready.
Question one. Lead singer Maroon 5 is offered to sing at Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani's wedding. Who's that? Lead singer of Maroon 5.
Adam Levine.
Number two. Peaches by Justin Bieber is the new number one song in the country. True or false, Florida is the peach state?
False.
Number three, the author of the Captain Underpants books agreed to have one of his books pulled over passive racism. What color is Captain Underpants' cape?
Red.
Number four, on Sunday night, Ryan Tedder and Jewel will join American Idol for All-Star Duets Week. Ryan is the lead singer of what band? Ryan Tedder.
Oh, I don't know.
Number five, back in the 90s, BMW recalled their navigation system because German men wouldn't take directions from a female voice. Shame.
Ooh. Ridiculous.
What does GPS stand for?
Global Positioning System.
Let's bring Kara back in.
All right.
Lewis.
Got four right this morning. Well done. That could be enough to do the trick. Four is a number, Kara.
Same questions, Kara. Number one, lead singer of Maroon 5 is offered to sing at Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani's wedding. Who's that?
Adam Levine.
As Lois said, it's 1-1.
Number two, Peaches by Justin Bieber's the new number one song in the country. True or false, Florida is the peach state?
That's false.
It is false. It's Georgia. All right, 2-2. That's what Lois said.
Number three, author of Captain Underpants books agreed to have one of his books pulled over passive racism. What color is Captain Underpants' cape?
Is red.
That's what Lois said as well. 3-3.
Number four, Sunday night, Ryan Tedder and Jewel are going to join American Idol for All-Star Duets Week. Mm-hmm. Ryan is the lead singer of what band?
One Republic.
Wow, Lois missed that one. Kara's up 4-3.
Finally, number five, back in the 90s, BMW recalled their navigation system because German men wouldn't take directions from a female voice. What does GPS stand for?
Global Positioning System?
That's what Lois said. It was the right answer, but it doesn't matter. Final score, 5-4. Bringing Lois back at tiebreaker week. We brought our aces in the hole back to see if we can stop Kara from getting to 1,000 wins. Didn't work out too well.
Sorry.
Kara, your new record, 996 wins and 35 losses.
Ooh, ooh, Sorry, Lois.
No worries. Thanks for letting me play.
Kara, there's a gentleman named Volker Gutza on line 3 who's upset that you laughed about the GPS question. You want to talk to him?
It's not sure funny.
It is funny.
Have a great day. Anybody else that wants to play can sign up, tadandrex.com. Don't change, Lois.
Lois. Lewis.
Just want to let you know our consolation prize this week is also 4 single day passes Stone Mountain Park. Celebrate spring fun break at Stone Mountain Park. For best prices, more info, stonemountainpark.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.